Okay, bring up the student for table database. Okay, Tuesday we did the design of this database. And today we're going to look at the implementation. Okay, so I went ahead and saved it just because I want to do stuff to it. So I might as well save it, and then I've got the ability to So I've got four tables. And these are the four tables we designed last time. The student table, the department table, the student course table, and the courses table. Okay, so those are the tables we designed last time. So if I bring up the student table, okay, it has on it the student ID, name, city, state, department code, and student GPA. And we talked about last time that the student ID is a link to another table, so it has to be the same type and the same size because it is linking to another table, okay? And again, databases are the reason for our existence in some senses, because databases really do hold the data. And that's the big thing we need in processing data, is to hold it so we have it the next time we need it. Okay. So, student ID, then we have the department table, and the department table has a department number, department name, department chair. Then we have the student course table. And again, the way you get this, this has three fields that together make up the key. So if I highlight one of them and hold down shift or control and highlight them all, and then if I click on primary key, they'll all go away. And if I click on primary key again, they'll all come back. So if I highlight something and click on it, the key goes away. And if I click on primary key, but I want them to be back. So that means the key here is made up of the student ID plus the course number plus the semester year. And again, it can't be just the student ID because I want a student to take multiple courses. And it can't just be student ID and course number because they may need to take the course twice. And so, therefore, I have to also include in here the semester and year. And then the fourth table that I have is the course table. And that has the course number on it. And again, the course number here is a 6-character field of short text. And if I go back over to the student course table, I will see that the course number is also a short text of 6 characters. So same type, same size for fields that are the same data, because they're the same data because I'm linking them together. Okay? So, those are my four tables. So now I'm going to close them all down and I'm going to make a query. So I'm clicking on create, and then I'm clicking on query design, and I'm making a query. And the one we did last time was we clicked on student, And then we clicked on department. And I'm going to do that again because I want to go a little further with that. So I'm bringing up student and department. And again, if I don't have that link, I can, and I just deleted it. I highlighted it and hit delete and the link went away. I can just take this, drag it up to there. So take department code on the student table, drag it to department code on the department table, and it makes the link. There's also a place that we can look at that makes the link under database tools. Remind me and we'll get back and look at that. So now I'm bringing down the data that I want. Student ID, student name, department code, and then I'm bringing down department code again and department name. And again, what I'm seeing is it not only gives me the field, but it gives me the table that it's on. Okay, so now I've made a query. And if I go and look at this query and view it, I now have the records that meet the criteria. Those are the records that met the criteria. And again, because this field appears on two of the tables, it has to have the table name dot field name, table name dot field name. And Access does that for you. So it's table name dot field name. The ones where it is just the field, like student name, and it only appears on one table, then I don't need that. Now, student ID appears on two of my tables, but I'm not using the second table that has student ID. So it's as if it wasn't on another table. It only cares about the tables that I said I was using. Okay. So, BU, BU, CI, CI, they're the same because they linked on those two fields. Okay. Questions? Okay, so now I'm going to go back to the view and I'm going to put in a criteria. And I can put it on either of the department codes. So I'm saying I want the department to be CI. Okay? So once I put in the criteria, then if I run this, I just see CI students. So basically what you're doing here is once you've got the two tables up there and you've established the link between them, then you're all set. And it will give you the results of linking the department codes together. Okay? So you can write anything that you could write for the when we did it with just one table. Because so what that the data comes from multiple tables? It knows how to link the two tables together so it can access data on both tables. Now, without the link, so I'm going to take the link away again. Without the link, it will give me every possible combination. So, Jane Koster is up there once linking to BU, Jane Koster is once up there linking to CI. It just gives me every possibility if I take the link away. Okay? It doesn't worry about CI having to match CI on the student table. Department code, rather, on the student table having to match department code on the department table because there's no link. So it gives me every possible combination. And there were three CI students, so I said I wanted only CI students, and I put that under department code, so it's giving me all the possibilities for those three students. So, the point is that the link is important. If I go back and put the link in and then run it, I'm back to seeing just the three students. Once. So if I put the link in, it makes the link, and then I see what I wanted to see. But if I don't make the link, I have this problem. So now I'm going to go back and I'm going to change it and make it, I don't think I will. I think I'll wait until I do the next one because there's not much I can query on this one. Okay, so I'm going to close this down and save it as basic to table. Say okay, and there I have it. Interestingly enough, the way it's set up on my machine, it is showing basic to table under student and under department. Depending on how it's set up on your machine, sometimes they show all the tables at the top and then all the queries at the bottom. So I don't know which way yours are set up, but they can go either way. Pardon?
Mine's
like mine, okay. Not always are they consistent. Okay, so now I'm going to say I want to create another query. So create query design. And this time I'm going to put up all the tables. Only I put up one that I don't want. Now I think I've got them all. Okay, now unfortunately, when it did this, and I can move these all around, when it did this, for some reason it made the link on its own for department code, but it didn't make the link for the other two. So I need to make the link for the other two. So I'm going to say student ID, drag it over on top of student ID here. And it makes the link. And then course number, drag it over on top of course number on the other table, and it makes the link. So I now have the links. And the lines don't have to be clear. They can run through each other and everything. It knows what it's doing. But I just like to move them around so I can see the lines a little bit better. Okay, so now I can bring down a bunch of things. Student ID, student name, department code, and since we know it links department name, course number, and course name. Okay, so I'm bringing down stuff, and you can see this is stuff from all of the tables. I've got some things from the student table, something from the department table, something from the course table, student course table, and something from the course table. So I've brought them all down, and they're all linking together. Okay? Now, if I had dragged the department code not from the department table, but from, I mean, not from the student table, but from the department table, it would have the word department under here. It doesn't matter because they're the same. Because I've linked them, they're the same. But I can drag them from either table. Okay? Now, another interesting thing. I could have dragged the course number from the course table. And at that point, student course wouldn't be used. But it still has to be there, because without it, I do not have the link set up. Okay, so I still need to have it there so that I can go over for the student ID and all that. So I still need to have it there. Because without it, this table kind of stands on its own, and it doesn't have anything to link it to other things. Okay, this table, if I take out that table, this table doesn't link to anything. Okay, and so I need that in to provide the link back to the student.
So I get the courses the student is taking. So now I can go ahead and put in, for example, course number. I can say CIS 120. And then I can say, okay, or CIS 121. So now I'm saying I want everybody that is taking either 120 or 121. And this is the information that I want about them. Okay? So now I'm going to look at the results. Okay. And those are the students that are taking CIS 120 and 121. Linda Brown is taking both of them, so she shows up on the list twice because she's taking two courses. Okay, so she shows up on the list twice. The others are, one of them is taking 120, one of them is taking 121. But Linda Brown is taking them both, so she shows up on the list twice. Now, if I go back to the view and I take those out and just look at the view with everything showing, then you can see that, again, Jane Costa is taking two courses, so she's up there twice. James Souza is taking three courses, so he's up there three times. Now, let's look at James Souza. The key was student ID, course number, and what else? Semester year. Semester year isn't still showing here, but it still makes the record unique. So James Souza has two accounting 11s. So that means he's taken it twice. So we know the different semester year has to be there. Because you couldn't have James Souza's ID and the accounting 111 as the keys unless the dates are different. Because we need one thing to be unique. And student ID is the same, course number is the same, semester year has to be different. Because these three fields are the key. And I didn't spell them right in student ID and course but those are the fields that we're talking about. Questions? So I can make as complex a query as I want, because what it essentially does is it puts together what we call a view. And the view basically gives us all of the data we chose. So that's the view we're seeing. And the fact that they're from different tables makes no difference. If I take out these links, I will get going on forever because it will give me every possible combination. But as long as I have my links in there, it gives me meaningful data. Okay. Now, the other way you can do links is if you click on Database Tools and then click on Relationships. So you're going to be making your own. If you click on Database Tools and then Relationships, you can put them all up there. Just like you do for a query, and you can establish the relationships
And notice it comes up and says, okay, we're going to establish a relationship between, on, based on student ID, between the student table and the student course table. And so it says, I'm establishing that relationship. And as soon as I say create, the line will go in. And then I can say, I want this course number with that course number, and create that, and this department code with that department code, and I create that. Okay? So I can go into database tools and relationships and do the same thing, or I can just make sure it's done on the queries. But this kind of establishes it permanently for the tables, and so I've got it. Okay, so that's basically how you go about setting it up. We're going to look at one more example, and then I'm going to let you work on the assignment. But before we do that, as I said, I want to look at one more example. And I'm going to look at a customer that is buying from a... Well, a customer that's another company, let's say it that way. A customer that's a company. So a restaurant that is buying from a food distributor. Or a gift shop that's buying from a gift distributor. So we're not getting customers coming in off the street. These are established customers. So my customer table is going to have the customer ID, their name, their address, and anything else I want to know about. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to create, and I want to be able to create an invoice. So I got to look at what I can do to create an invoice. Now, the invoice usually has an invoice number up here. It usually has a date. And it usually has the customer name and address. Okay, so that's what it has at the top. So now I'm going to have the order table. And the order table is going to have the order number. And it's going to have the customer ID. So the customer ID can link over to here. So I've got my order number is my invoice number. The date I can get from the system, or it can be the date of the order, depending on which I want, because I'm going to have a date on here, the date the order was placed, but the date I put up there may be today's date. So I'm going to have the invoice number, which is the order number, the date, which is this or the system date. And then the customer ID lets me link over and get the customer name and address. So that's the top half of the invoice. Now the bottom half of the invoice is line items. So I'm going to call that order line. And on the line items, I'm going to have all of the items that were bought for this order, with this order. So I'm going to have the order number, and the order number is going to link to that order number. So I'm establishing a relationship between the order and the order number. It's also going to tell me what item I'm ordering. So I'm going to have the item number here, and it's going to tell me the quantity that I'm ordering. So I'm ordering this number of items, and this is the quantity, this number of that particular item. Now, what's the primary key on that going to be?
The primary key on table one?
Yes. No, because then I could only have one item. No.
What's the last one say? One?
No. But can primary keys be made up of more than one field? Yes.
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 Oh, yeah, they do.
We did this. So primary fields can be made up of more than one field. So now look at it. What do you think the primary key is going to be? The order number and the item number. Because the order establishes which order it is, and the item number establishes which item you're ordering. Now, this is not a sophisticated system, so we're not going to let them order the same item twice in the same order. They can put the quantity in, but if they oops, forget and go back and want to change it or something, we're not dealing with that. So the item number and the quantity, you only get there once. We'd need another code if we let the item number come on more than once. Okay? So there's the quantity, and then we're going to have the inventory table. And that's going to have the item number, and that will be the primary key over here, and that will link to this. So there's my link going on. And then I might have the item name, and then I'm going to have the price, and I might have the cost, and a whole lot of other things. Now, the one thing I might put over here on auto line is quoted price. And I said you shouldn't duplicate something, but if you have a reason, you can. Quoted price is not exactly a duplicate of price, because quoted price is the price that was quoted on the day or at the time the order was placed. And if you have prices that fluctuate a lot, then if the price goes up and the person says, wait a minute, I ordered it at $5 an item and you're charging me $6, they're not going to be happy. So putting the quoted price over there means I'll take the price at the time the order was placed, and that way I'll get the quoted price. You know, something like gold changes rapidly. Okay, the price for gold changes rapidly. And so having something like quoted price is important. Okay. So, having this, I can now come over and my line items are going to be the item number that I ordered, the name of the item, the quantity, and the quoted price. And I can have multiple lines of that. Then inside my program, I can also have code that would take and multiply quantity by quoted price and give me the amount that's due, and add up the whole total at the bottom and give me the amount that's due. But that's done in the program. Those are calculations. They wouldn't be stored on the database. Those are things that are done inside the program. Once I have data, I can do calculations on it. So I don't want to store the results of calculations. That's a waste. I just want to store raw data. Questions? Okay. Your assignment. And we're going to work on it today, and we're also going to work on it on Tuesday. So I'm hoping that you will get things set up today, and then we'll look at it. We'll work on the queries in class on Tuesday. But I want you to set up an Access database with three tables. And here are the three tables. There's a donor ID, a donor table, rather. And it has a donor ID as a primary key, a donor name,
and the donor's address. Okay, and so this is basically donor that is donating to a charity or donating to a political candidate or whatever, but I got this donor's thing set up. I also want to keep track of what drive they did. So I might have the Christmas drive, I might have the summer drive, I might have all kinds of different drives that happen at different times. And I want to see who is giving to what drive. So the drive table is going to have the drive number, the drive name, and how much money I hope to get from it. Then the third table is the donation table. And the donation table is donations. And I want to keep track of what drive they gave to and when they gave it. To be unique, I need a primary key made of the ID, their ID, the drive number they gave to, and the date. Because I would like them to give multiple donations. And I'd like them to give multiple donations to every drive. And so by forwarding the date, I allow them to give multiple donations to every drive. When you go to create the date, by the way, if you pick date, time on in Access, if you pick date, time, it comes up with a calendar that you can click on and pick the date, and then it writes the date for you, which is kind of neat. You have to click date, time to do that. So we're going to set this up. And remember that the field, the link, have to have the same type and the same size. And notice that this is three parts. So you highlight all three and hit the primary key so that it's showing all three parts. And then you're going to put the data into these. Okay? And the data that you're putting in, I'd make maybe three or four donors, maybe three drives, and then try to have the donors, the donation table, have donors giving multiple times. So maybe seven or eight of those. Donor giving multiple times, and it would be best to have the donor giving to the drive multiple times. Because if you don't do that, then you won't see whether your key is working. Okay. So, I'm going to give you the rest of the time to go ahead and make this and hopefully get to working on the queries. So, I would suggest you make a new database. Some of the people in the last class made it on top of my donation data, I mean, on top of my example. And that's fine, but it really probably should be a separate database. And they can both be open at the same time. You can have them both open. You can have two versions of Access open. So, get to work. And you need to submit this, so after you finish it up on Tuesday, you'll need to submit it. So today, get the tables made, get them populated, and if you have time, start looking on the queries. You weren't here last Tuesday, make any sense?
What? think the first one out of the class wasn't this. They are, started talking about, is the student table, and the student voice table. And so I kind of, it was talked about design more than anything else. I'm also gonna have you sign it. So, just make a good call. I get it worse as in people not passing me stuff here. But you provide a little background music for the ones at home too. And the links are color-coded, kind of. Donor ID, drive number, those are the links that you need to establish.
And Eric and I are bored, so please ask questions if you have them. So are you figuring it out or lost? Ask questions if you are not, if you're lost. Or get either Eric or I to come back and explain it to you if you're lost. Yeah. That kind of question, huh? Or the chair?
So, there's no form.
Yeah, I guess it's probably not acceptable. It's not only to me, so I don't get into it. A relationship is a personal form that does not contain between groups. So that means that if you are taking courses, every course you take is a separate course, so that's a repeating group. And if I carry it on a student table about you, then how many slots do I reserve on your record records? Do I say those students can take over 25 courses, or that doesn't make any sense because of something that's not signed up for course 26? So the rules for designing that are, you can't have repeating groups on the table, so you have to make a separate table. So in this example, the donations are going to be repeating groups, but we did lots of donations. So I can't carry the donation with the donor. Okay. And a relation is a second normal form, if it's a first normal form, and then the only key attribute is dependent on the input of the primary key. So online we have the donations, and go back to the assignment. And so I couldn't carry anything on that table that doesn't relate to the ID, the drive number, and the date of the donation. So for example, I can't carry the drive name on that table because the drive name only relates to the drive number. It doesn't relate to the donor ID, it doesn't relate to the date.
Yes.
But amount relates to a particular donor, giving a particular amount for a particular drive, given a date. So amount relates. And then the third thing is that I can't have, but I can't have what I did with the student table, which we have a major. I can't put the name in the table because, well, I was talking about the student table that we did in class. We had a student ID and their name and their address and their major, the code, so CI, EDU, whatever. I can't have the major's name on there because the major's name relates to a major code, not to the student ID. The student ID is the primary key. And the primary key uniquely identifies every record. So donor ID cannot be the primary key alone there, because then a donor could only give my donation. So I have to make it such that I can let them give multiple donations to multiple drives as long as they do it on a different date. So that's kind of the summary of what we did in 5 minutes. It is. But that's right, I kind of did it for you. So you've got three tables you've got to set up. You've got to set up the field that I told you to on those tables. Yeah, and then you have to establish the primary key next to them. Next to the fields of the primary key.
Now the primary key is the start.
That's right. And so if it's three fields, you highlight all of the fields.
All right, I see.
Okay.
follow the outline that I said, at some point it would be nice for us to read the notes and understand a little bit about it.
So I just... So, now I just need to retype this, you know, here, reading,
Right.
And those...
But it's still right in the field, maybe something that doesn't run the field. So the field would be the drummer table. The three fields are gonna be drummer ID, which would be the next one, the next one. Drummer name, drummer address.
For all the fields.
Oh, that data table, right. And then over here, you have a highlight on three, where you use the drummer key. Because they're all part of the drummer key. A drummer key is that just the one key to be accomplished.
And now, this, I just like to see the reference.
Yeah, right, the word is just like a little...
Okay, just like...
You too.
First one, okay. That... So it's just like, yeah, where the private keys and information.
Yes, yes. And as I told the class, you know, this stuff, this whole courses are two courses in college. So that's why I gave you the stuff done. But I just want you to kind of be familiar with the concepts. So when somebody starts talking about a relational database, primary keys, you know, it's... Okay? So if you get this done today, which you seem to be well on the way to, bring something to do for the first half of tomorrow, please. You must have something to do this week. And we're gonna do something else the second half, but the first half.